Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Lord. And we thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your mercy right now, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another chance to come before you in prayer, Lord Jesus. Thank you for another chance to get right before you, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We come to you right now, Lord, asking that you'll please forgive our sins, Jesus. Blot out our transgressions right now, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 wash us from every iniquity, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, blot out our transgressions, Lord. Search our hearts and our minds, Jesus. Everything in us that's not like you, Lord Jesus, take it out by the root right now, Lord. Put your spirit within, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, 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 have your way tonight, Lord Jesus. Take over right now, Lord. Take complete control, Jesus. Please, yes. Lord Jesus, send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Send your word, Lord Jesus. Have your way right now, Lord. We're looking to you right now, Lord Jesus. There's no other help we know, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We ask right now, Lord Jesus, that you would look on the souls on a prayer list, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. You know every petition right now, Lord Jesus. You know all about it right now, Lord Jesus. I ask right now that you would look on my coworker, Tammy Ryan, Lord. Continue to touch her heart, Lord Jesus. Continue to give her mind to seek after you, Lord. You know who she is, Lord Jesus. You know where she is, Lord Jesus. Have mercy and save and deliver, Lord. Please, Jesus, Satan, on every hand, Lord, destroy his every evil work in her life, Lord. Save her family the more, Lord Jesus. Heal, Lord, and deliver. You have all power in your hand, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Send your anointing, Lord, while we're waiting on you, Jesus. While we're calling on you, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, stop by right now, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. You have all power in your hand, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. There's no soul you can't reach. We're waiting on you, Lord. We're depending on you, Jesus. We're looking to you right now, Lord. All power's in your hand. You can do all things, Jesus. You cannot fail. We're believing on your word, Lord Jesus. We're taking that to word, Lord. Move, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Grant prayer petitions, Lord, according to your own will, Lord Jesus. Help us to believe you, Lord. Even as the scripture said, Jesus, give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. I know that you're able, Lord Jesus. Help your people to believe, Lord, without doubt, without wavering, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 strengthen us where we're weak, Lord. Build us up where we're torn down, Lord. All power's in your hand, Lord. Look on the souls, Lord, that are listening right now. All the souls on this broadcast, Lord. You know who they are, Lord Jesus. And you know how to reach them, Lord. Grant their petitions, Lord, according to your will, Lord, and according to their faith, Lord. Give somebody a mind to reach out to seek your faith, Lord, to find out what it is you have for them, Lord Jesus. Save and deliver, Lord. To mighty hand, Lord. Stretch out your healing hand, Lord. Heal, Lord Jesus. All power's in your hand, Lord. We're looking to you right now, Lord. We're trusting and believing on your word, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 reclaim the backslidden souls, Lord. You have all power, Lord Jesus. Bring somebody back, Lord Jesus. Touch minds and hearts, Lord Jesus. Minds and hearts of the people, Lord Jesus. Please, Jesus, 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 give somebody a mind to plead for forgiveness, Lord. Touch the hearts and minds, Lord Jesus. You have all power in your hand, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. No soul you can't reach, Lord Jesus. You said all souls are yours, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 touch, Lord. Touch minds, touch hearts. Give us a mind, Lord Jesus, to even go after the souls, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 send, Lord Jesus, send laborers, Lord, into your harvest, Lord Jesus. We're praying right now, Lord Jesus, that you would send laborers, Lord, into your harvest, Jesus. Please, Lord, I know that you're able. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. We know time is running out, Lord Jesus. Give somebody another chance, Lord. I know you have the power, Lord Jesus. Help somebody to hear. Help somebody to believe. Help somebody to stretch out on their faith, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to take you at your word, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to go through every test and trial, Lord Jesus. Bless this ministry. Bless this broadcast, Lord. Let somebody be touched. Let somebody be healed. Let somebody be delivered, Lord Jesus. Lift souls up, Lord Jesus. Strengthen the feeble knees, Lord Jesus. I know you're able right now, Lord. Encourage somebody. Uplift somebody, Lord, even if it's just us, Lord. Help us to do what you called us to do, what you want us to do, Lord Jesus. Help us to do your will, Lord. Help us to forsake every self-will way. Keep us, Lord. We want to be kept, Lord Jesus. We're striving to make it in, Lord. Help us to make it, and we want to go to heaven, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to make it, Lord. We're trusting you. We're taking out your word, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We ask that you will please grant our petitions, Lord, even according to your own will. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., our president, is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Amen. And she's from our Headquarters Church Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture.
Sure.
And our opening scripture is going to be taken from the 132nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 132nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, Lord, remember David in all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let the priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. I thank God for the reading of his word, the 132nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the 18th verses throughout its entirety. And at this time, I'm going to sing a song.
Test me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not test me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Can't you hear me crying, Savior? Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy faith. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Neva Edmonds so that she can have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for being here once again on this broadcast, and we thank God for the selection, the opening prayer, and the scriptures that was read, all beautiful and glory unto the Lord. The Bible said, let the saints praise the Lord.
Yes,
let the saints shout with joy. The shout for joy, if the Lord saved us, he healed us, delivered us, that's
yes.
something to shout for joy about.
Amen.
We glorify the Lord tonight. He's so worthy to be praised. And I tell you, we just don't deserve his goodness and his mercy. But
Amen.
He is worthy of the praise on tonight. I praise his name, and I'm thankful for what he has done in my life. And I have a mind. It's in my mind. It's in my heart to drive and to go forward in the Lord.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
I'm thankful for being here tonight. I'm not going to prolong the time, but I thank God I'm waiting, been waiting all day long to hear the word of God.
Yes.
Now at this time, we're going to present the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word on tonight. God bless you, Zandis.
Amen. God bless you and praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for this broadcast and how the Lord has blessed us. We thank God
yes.
for each and every one who is tuned in tonight to listen and to support us. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting
yes.
the show and
thank
for that
Lord.
Beautiful opening prayer. Thank God
yes.
for Evangelist May for the beautiful words. Amen.
Yes.
Words of encouragement. Feel good down in my soul. Praise God.
Amen.
God has been doing great and mighty things, and I
yes,
kind of feel like I'm in revival. Oh,
thank
I'm
you, Jesus.
All right.
Praise be to God. I tell you of a truth that we need to be revived.
Yes,
amen. Yes. God knows just what to do, and he's doing great and mighty things. Whereof I'm glad, and I'm praising him, and I'm rejoicing, hallelujah, for
hallelujah.
What the Lord is doing. Oh,
yes.
glory be to God. I feel excited about doing a work for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
thank
the
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
I really feel like going forth in the dance and
yes,
praising God.
Praise
him. So worthy. He's worthy of every praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
right now I can wave my hands.
Thank
and
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank
you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you.
Lord. Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank
praise
you.
Glory
thank
to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Praise, Lord, praise be to God.
Thank you,
one
Lord.
Thing is sure is that the church is on the inside.
All
and
right.
where we
yes.
are. The church is there. Glory to God.
Amen.
Don't
yes.
have to necessarily be in the building all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever you are, when the Spirit of God moves on you, oh,
yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Don't hold your peace, but let
Amen.
Go and let God have his way.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And God will be glorified.
Yes,
so
yes,
no holding
will.
Back. Don't be shy. Amen. Don't be ashamed.
Thank
if
you.
The Spirit of God hits you while you're in the middle of this, go and let God have his way. Because
yes.
God
Amen.
Is doing what he wants to do, and you have
yes.
no idea how God is moving.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Be to God for whatever God wants to do with us. Allow him to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything he wants to do, praise be to God, because somebody is going to be blessed. Somebody
yes.
is going to give God the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I didn't know I was going that way, but thank the
that's
Lord.
All right.
All right. Praise God, the Lord. He is worthy to be praised at all times. and in every place, no matter where we are, let us always give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People try to keep us quiet and try to make us hush up. And just don't let them stop you from praising God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know that there is a time and a place for all things, and God knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. When the Lord gets ready, just let him have his way. Amen. You move as the Lord gives you to move. Praise be to God. So at this time, without prolonging the time, praise be to God, we're going to have a brief word of prayer and then go into the scriptures. Let us turn our hearts and our minds toward the Lord and let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. We call upon you, oh God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to stop by here just a little while and make your holy visitation. Oh,
yes,
Lord, we ask that you send forth your word, oh God,
Lord,
and let your word have free course. Oh, my God, speak to our hearts and minister to our souls.
Yes,
speak to our minds, Lord God. Give us the strength we need to continue on, to hold on, to stand fast. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord Jesus. If anyone is sick tonight, we pray for their healing. Oh, my God. And those who are discouraged, to encourage them, Lord Jesus. And those who want to be saved, we pray, God, that you will save them right now, God, this night. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. And we count it as done. And we thank you for it. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My soul is just stirred up. Praise God. Praise God.
All right.
I just want to praise him. I just want to lift him up. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Oh, praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
I'm praising him for what he's already done. I'm praising him for what he's doing right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm praising him in advance for what he's about to do. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise the Lord. I ask you to turn your hearts and your minds toward hearing the word of God and ask that you pray along with me for the next ensuing minutes. Praise be to God that God will have his way. At this time, if you have your Bibles, you can read along with me as we go to the word of God. And I would like to turn your attention to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 21 through 29, and 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the title that I have on this evening is Preparing for a New Home in Heaven. Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Preparing for a new home in heaven. And the theme for this message, throughout the message, to think about and to focus on, build your hope on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Build your hope on Jesus.
Yes.
At this time, going to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning with verse 21. And the Bible reads, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the same thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Amen. And as I often say, the Word of God is very powerful. Amen. Yes, there is so much in the Word of God that we need on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. In this walk with Christ, we need that precious Word, because we know man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe somebody is praying with me. Glory
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus began to speak, and he told the people, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Only he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And
yes.
it's a dangerous thing to profess something that you do not have. There are many people who are professing to be called by God, and they have taken upon themselves these works. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But in that great and notable day when they stand before the Lord, and as Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Oh, they're going to stand before God and say all of these things, but Jesus is going to profess unto them, saying, I never knew you.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
He's going to order them, saying, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Oh, can you imagine what a terrible thing that would be? Can you imagine thinking that you're about to get that mansion, you're about to be welcome, kingdom of God, and you're cast out? Oh, Lord
Jesus, Lord,
you ought to make sure, oh, glory be to God,
amen,
you ought to prepare for your heavenly home. Well,
yes,
thank
yes.
you, Lord, because professing to have something without faith, glory to God, can cause you to be cast into outer darkness. Oh,
amen.
Bless the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter how much you do, how much witnessing you do, how much preaching you do, or prophesying,
all, right.
all kinds of wonderful works that you're doing,
yes.
in the name of the Lord, if you don't possess, hallelujah,
yes.
what you profess,
all
you
right.
will be turned away. Oh,
yes.
glory
yes.
be to God. So Jesus, he doesn't want that to happen to anyone.
No,
but he's
no.
warning ahead of time how many think that they're going to go before him and say, Lord, Lord, and get into the kingdom of heaven, and it's not going to work. So
amen.
He's saying in the 24th verse, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock.
Yes,
and so
yes.
Jesus is telling us how we can be welcomed into his kingdom.
Yes,
he's
yes.
telling us how we can prepare for our new home in heaven. Oh,
yes.
hallelujah. We have to hear the sayings of Jesus, so do them. Not
preach
just
it.
Hear
yes.
them and go about doing what we want to do, but doing what the Lord has commanded us to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Jesus said, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. Oh,
right.
hallelujah. And no matter what came upon that house, it did not fall. Oh, glory
yeah,
to God.
Right.
The rain descended, the flood came, the wind blew, all of these beat upon that house, and all the force that came against the house that was built upon a rock had no effect on the house, but the house
yes.
remained standing because
yes.
it was founded upon a rock. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Be sure that we are founded upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no time for wondering whether or not we possess this, or whether we or not we are in the will of God, or doing
mm-hmm.
what the Lord wants us to do. But we got to make sure. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. We got to make sure.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That we are doing what God has called us to do. And so
yes.
Jesus also describes about those who hear the sayings and do not do them. Amen. He likened them unto a foolish man which built his house on the sand. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the rain descended. The flood came and the wind blew and beat upon that house
yes.
that was built on the sand. Oh, and the Bible says that it, and not only did it fall, but the description of the fall saying great
yes.
was the fall of it. Oh, yes. hallelujah. As the one standing there saying, Lord, look, did not
yes.
we prophesy in your name? Oh, my Lord, did not we cast out devils in your name? And we did all these wonderful works in your name. And
yes.
he says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Oh, my Lord. That's a great fall. My Lord, you don't want to be found in that position. Oh, praise be to God. And you know, the people who heard Jesus speak these things, they were astonished, his doctrine, because they had never heard the scribes or anyone else, for that matter, speak with authority the way Jesus did.
Amen.
And Jesus, he was explaining this to the people and teaching them what they needed to do. Oh, praise be to God. And he spoke with the authority that God had given him to speak.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And so we ought to do what the Lord has commanded. Hear these sayings of his. We are preparing for a new home in glory. We're not on this earth to stay forever. Oh, praise the Lord. We're not down here to stay for eternity, but we're only here for just a time that God has allotted for us to be. And while we're here, we ought to hear the words of Jesus and do them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be wise and build our house upon a rock. The rock,
yes,
Christ
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
As Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Corinth, he's saying in the 5th chapter, verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved,
yes,
we have a building of God, and how not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Oh, thank you, Lord. When we have such assurance, we don't have to worry and we don't have to wonder. Praise be to God, knowing that if this old earthly house were dissolved, if this old body give out on us, we have a building of God. And house not made with hands.
Amen.
This is building is eternal in the heavens. Lord, thank you, Lord. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you want to go there? Don't you want to be in that mansion, that special place the Lord has prepared for them that love him?
Amen.
He has went away to prepare a special place. Hallelujah. A house that's not made with man's hand, but God himself has constructed this house. God,
preach it.
Oh, hallelujah. He has, in his infinite wisdom, constructed a mansion. Many mansions, hallelujah, in the sky. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And there's one just for you. If you can only hear the words of Jesus and do what he says. Oh, praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
it's so important for us, for Ration. We ought to prepare. We hear it all the time. The deadline is coming up, and sometimes we wait right to the last minute to try to beat the deadline. Oh, glory be to God. But we are receiving warnings all the time how time is running out. Our time is much shorter than it ever has been before. And we don't know how much more time we have down here. Oh, praise the Lord. But I want to encourage you and urge you to prepare for your new home in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. If you're in sin, I want you to think about this. You could be caught with your sins unforgiven.
My Lord.
If you don't do something about it right now.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. You ought to repent, give you.
Amen.
You ought to stop what you're doing and get in a hurry and seek the Lord. Call upon the name of Jesus that he may save your soul. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You ought to build your hope on Jesus. Because everything else down here is going down. Oh, yes, it is. Nothing down here is going to last. Oh, praise be to God. But it's all going to pass away. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Preparing for a new home in heaven. Don't worry about the houses down here.
All right.
They're going down. They're going to be destroyed. But what about your heavenly home? Where will your soul, where will it be? Will it be with Jesus or will it be with the devil and his angels? This is eternal. There's no break in eternity. Hallelujah.
No, amen. That's right.
In everlasting torment, there's no break at all. There's no relief. Hallelujah. But the torment is everlasting. The destruction. Oh, glory to God. You don't want to be turned away because you thought God wanted you to do. Because you thought the Lord called you to do something and you just went about doing it. But you have to make sure. You have to be certain of your calling. You have to make sure of your calling. Amen. And if you don't know what the Lord has called you to do, you ought to cry before the Lord and inquire of him and ask him to reveal it unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't wait until time runs out, because so many will end up waiting until it's too late. But it won't be because they weren't warned. Many have already been warned, and they wait right to the last minute. They wait till the time runs out on them. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. But don't let that happen to you. Amen. Make preparations now. Glory to God. Prepare right now. And give God your heart. Give God everything. Surrender completely unto the Lord. And I want to say this. I was walking upstairs to my son's room, and he had something on the radio. And as I walked in, I came in on someone talking about how a person wanted a house constructed. And the builder who was to build the house began to work on the building. And after the building had been constructed, the man who asked for the house to be built keys and gave it to the builder and said, here, this is for you. This is your house. But it turns out that the builder didn't use the best materials. He used all kinds of low grade. It wasn't the top shelf. It wasn't the best. He cut all kinds of corners, and he ended up in that house. And so I said that to say this, preparing for your new home in heaven. You want to put your very best forward. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anything you do, you want to give it your all. Because it could turn around right back to you. You can reap what you sow. Amen. And so he thought that he was getting away with shortcuts and low-rate materials and just a rush job and not really a good job. And he ended up having to live in that house. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So whatever you do for God, give your very best. Hold nothing back. Yeah. Amen. And build your hope on Jesus. Praise be to God. I thank God for his precious word.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. I encourage you to be as the wise man who built his house upon a rock. Oh, hallelujah. That solid foundation. Jesus, this rock in this particular scripture is referencing Jesus, who is the solid foundation upon which we ought to build. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So when the tests and the trials come up, oh, glory to God, when the problems arise, when all kinds of opposition come against us and beat upon us, hallelujah, we will not fall.
Amen.
Why? Because we're founded upon the rock Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So let us hear the sayings of the Lord and
yes.
let us do them.
Yes.
Don't be as the foolish man.
Amen.
Built his house on the sand. And that house fell with a great fall.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God. We thank God for the word of God. At this time, anyone who repent of your sins and ask God to forgive you, we offer you the invitation for prayer.
Amen.
If you will now ask God to have mercy upon you, acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you've done wrong, the Lord will have mercy on your soul. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you can only believe and just receive the word of the Lord, receive God's word in your heart. Accept
yes.
it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And all, just ask the Lord to come into your life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And accept him as your personal Savior.
Yes,
and
Lord.
He will come into your heart.
Amen.
Anyone with a prayer petition or any prayer request, we're going to go to God in prayer. On your
yes.
behalf, pray the prayer of faith, believing God together along with you. At this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Mary if he will take us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Help them to speak your faith and call upon your name, oh Lord. Help them to
turn up to you. In the name of Jesus. Help somebody to hear your word tonight. Help somebody, oh Lord, to take heed to the word of God. We are able, Lord. Help us to be a wise person. Help us, oh Lord, not to be like the foolish who built his house upon sand. Oh my God. Refusing to hear the word of God. Refusing to obey God. Have mercy, oh Lord.
Mercy,
we know you're able, Lord. You're able, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Touch right now, Lord. Move, Lord. Move, Jesus. By your spirit. Let your blood color. Cast out sin, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Send on deliverance to the souls of men. Those who want to be saved. Want to come out of sin, Lord.
Yes,
we want you to touch them, Lord. Help us to receive thy word.
Help them,
oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able.
Power
we know you have the power. We want you to heal and deliver, Jesus. Somebody's in trouble, Lord. And they need you, Lord.
Lord
to help them, Lord.
Help,
they
Jesus.
Need you, Jesus. Help them right now, Lord.
Help right now, Lord.
Jesus. Show them what to do, Lord.
Please,
oh,
Jesus.
My God. Yes, we know
Lord.
You're able, Jesus.
Yes,
those
Lord.
Who are sick and afflicted, hallelujah. Lying on their dying bed. Save, Lord.
Save, Jesus.
That should be saved. That we might be able to enter into the God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Have your work is finished. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to thy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all things. In this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Well, hallelujah.
Thank God. Thank God for that powerful message she preached under the anointing. And I thank God for that word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Very, very serious message. It's not to be taken lightly. I tell you, someone's going to stand before God and say, Lord, did not we prophesy in your name? Lord, I don't want to be one of them. I want to be ready. I want to be saved. Hallelujah. I want him to know me. Hallelujah.
I don't want to be one of those people who you know, sheds off this earthly house, and then I'm naked, and I'm not, I don't enter into heaven. I don't want to be like that. I want to enter into that mansion. I want to go into heaven. I want to see what it looks like. I want to see Jesus. I want to see his face and peace. All this would have been for nothing. We're living down here like that. But I tell you, she preached, and I truly enjoyed it. Very, very encouraging message. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsServiceTitle1School, and one is O-N-E. You can also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com, and to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-529-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsServiceTitle1School. Added to the prayer list, my coworker Tammy Ryan, and Vance Maybell began to pray. I began to think of her because I hadn't seen her in a while, and she came into the building on yesterday, and she said, "Sheila, you know, I want to talk to you." And I didn't know why she was pulling me aside. You know, my mind, I automatically thought, "Oh, it's, you know, something bad has happened." And she began, and she got me into the room, and she burst into tears, and she began to let me know how God had reached out to her, and she said, "And I wanted to tell you because I know that you know about these things." And she began to just cry and tell me how she went through a situation and literally brought her to her knees and started bringing her to God, and she wanted to know what to do and how to go about seeking forgiveness, she began to just open up to me and tell me and just share with me. And I tell you, it made my heart feel so good that God is moving this way, that he's bringing people to him. And, you know, the middle of this pandemic has brought a lot of people back to God because they're seeing the things that are happening. And she started talking about asking God for forgiveness. And I'm like, because her soul is at that point where she wants God. And I'm just, it's a beautiful point to be at that conversion. And I began to talk to her and try to give her some things that she could do. I didn't really have a lot of time, but she asked me to please pray for her and pray for her family, Tammy Ryan, that the Lord, this woman, I mean, she has a foul mouth. It's a very foul mouth. And she began to say that God showed her that. And she was asking God to forgive her for cursing. And she wanted, and she said gossip. So please, she asked me to please pray for her, that God would keep her mind on that way, that she would to give those things up. So I'm asking you to please pray for her, Tammy Ryan. And also we have Gina Bogier and the bereaved Woodbury family, Retha Turlington, Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, who's Pastor Marshall's brother. We're praying that the Lord will bring him back. Arnold Byrd, Celeste Hall, Geraldine Taylor, Mr. Wade, Maritha Estetti, Elder Jerry Paul DeWitt family, Sarah Ann Maddox, and the bereaved Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Tanisha, and the Ayala family, Bertha Panada, Frank Perino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Samuel Anderson, Minister Troy Johnson. I would like to also put my name on the prayer list. I have a petition before the Lord, and I'm asking you to please pray along with me. And I'm believing God for a praise report. Yes. I'm going to put my name on the prayer list as well, Khadija Hameen. Now, if I don't have any more announcements at this time. Oh, excuse me, forgive me, please. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. So if you're looking to support other ministries, you just need something to help you get through the week. Every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377, and the access code is 567-2574. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337, and the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube, Pastor Robert Huff, to be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hogues teams up with evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer Needs Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. There is no access code. And Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Elder Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to listen to new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or someone else's name or your name in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Mail is a little slow here in Maryland, but we will receive it, and you can send that again to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And I have no more announcements at this time. I'm going to turn the service or broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful prayer and the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May.
Amen. Amen.
For Evangelist Khadijah doing such a beautiful job hosting the show. And we ask that you will please lift up in prayer those names that were called. And we want those of you who have put your name on the prayer list to know that we are yet praying for you. That
yes.
God will bless you. Amen. And praise the Lord. We know that God, He is doing great and mighty things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And I just thank God for His great broadcast and what the Lord is doing. God is moving by His Spirit. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God
for
each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. And we pray that the Lord has blessed you through the word of God, through prayer, through this ministry, and whatever God wants to do in your life, encourage you to just let God have His way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, I just thank God for all that He's done. We thank God for the Prayer News Network. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody's praying every night.
Thank
glory
Lord.
To God.
Yes, Lord.
That
Lord.
Prayer is just going on. Amen. God is moving in the pandemic. Hallelujah. God is
Amen.
Blessing souls. God is doing great and mighty things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your own life and live by it. Praise the Lord. And what foundation are you standing on? Have you considered that? Are you building on sand? Or are you building on the rock? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you building on Jesus? Think about it. Praise the Lord. Consider what you're doing. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I truly thank God for all things. And we are looking forward to broadcasting live again on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And we invite you to join us, to tune in once again with us. Praise the Lord. We are just so thankful for your love and for your support. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, I'd like to ask if Evangelist May has anything additional she would like to say.
Yes, thank God for the word. You preached under the anointing, and that was beautiful.
Amen.
Keep on preaching.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I feel like I'm in a revival.
That's all right. That
I've been preaching since Wednesday night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Preaching every night up to the night.
All right.
I don't mind preaching tomorrow night and the next night after that.
All right now.
All right. Oh, praise be to God, because when the spirit of revival gets on you and gets down in your spirit, hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You can't help it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Praise
God. I can remember the days when we would have those revivals where sometimes we were struggling and we were having a hard time denying ourselves, a hard time fasting and praying. But when we got in those revivals, hallelujah, we went down to the altar after fasting all day. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
The power of God would come down. The Spirit of the Lord would fill the house of God. And He would go forth. Chains would be broken. Oh, shackles would be loose. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel stirred up on the inside.
All right.
Praise be to God. I thank the Lord for reviving my soul. I feel revived. Amen. I feel like driving and going forward. I feel like doing so much more for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody is praying for me. And I want you to know that I thank God for your prayer. And I ask you to continue to pray for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I feel like preaching some more. But we're going to come on back on Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. It doesn't take much to get stirred up about the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. But we're so grateful. We thank God for your patience. We thank God for your love. And at this time, we're going to bring the broadcast to a close. And until the next time, and may heaven smile upon you. We love you, and we thank God for you. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening.
Thank you, Lord.
May God bless you, Evangelist May. God bless you, Khadija. God bless. Amen.